Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, we know there's big dollars when current and former professional athletes endorse products. And so many of them these days are endorsing food products. And you'd think because they're athletes that they'd be endorsing, you know, healthy foods, good quality foods, but that is not always the case. And because they're doing that, are our children seeing these ads and saying, wow, I want to drink that scary red drink or whatever it is that they're promoting? My guest is Marie Bragg. She's a doctoral candidate in clinical psychology at Yale University, and she conducts research at the Yale Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity. So, Marie, let's talk about the study. You did this recent study. If LeBron James eats it, is your child more likely to eat it? Speak about why you did this study and what did you find?
The irony of the practice is really striking. So you have some of the world's most physically fit and powerful athletes endorsing these really unhealthy food products, and this is concerning for a country struggling with obesity.
Well, it certainly is. So you looked at this and said, okay, we have to see if children are believing these guys. I mean, of course they are. If that same athlete would come out and say, you need to get outside every day, or you need to learn to play soccer really well, or whatever it is, the kids would be like, okay, he says I got to do that. But when it's like food with colors, dyes, and a lot of fat in it, that's terrible.
It's really concerning, and most of the products in the study were for energy-dense, nutrient-poor products. And we know that advertising works and can especially impact young people who don't necessarily know that an advertisement is intending to sell them something.
So, okay, so what did you learn? I mean, we've got LeBron James, Peyton Manning, Serena Williams. They have a lot of food and beverage endorsements, you know, compared to other athletes, Michael Jordan and such. They're doing shoes and underwear and cologne and all this other stuff, but these guys are doing food.
Mm-hmm. We saw, we looked at the top 10 who had the most food and beverage endorsements, and it did seem that LeBron James, Peyton Manning, and Serena Williams had more than other athletes in the sample, and these were for mostly brands associated with fast food or sodas or sports beverages.
So, I mean, so they you found that they had a lot, and what did you find out about kids and believing it? Are kids choosing it because of these guys?
We saw that adolescents see more ads for athlete-endorsed brands than adults and children, and which is alarming because adolescents may be vulnerable to the effects of food marketing. This study didn't assess whether or not kids are more likely to choose it, but we do know that the way a food is packaged affects what kids think about a food product. So there
Wow.
have been other... Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, so, you know, other studies that would show whether kids are attracted to certain things because of the colors or eye placement or, you know, a myriad of things that kids are attracted to.
Mm-hmm. There was a study conducted by Christina Roberto and colleagues where they placed the same foods, same packaging, but they had a sticker of a licensed character like Shrek or Dora the Explorer, and kids thought that those foods actually tasted better than the other foods, even though they were the same products. So we know the way a food is packaged can influence perception.
Okay, so if the way that it's packaged influences perception, then the way that it's marketed would, you know, commonsensically seem to be the same way. And if they're looking at these athletes, so what's a parent to do, Marie? I mean, are we supposed to say, okay, you know, just he's promoting a high fat or high caloric, high sugar beverage. You don't need that. I mean, do we just talk to our kids? Are they going to believe us or the athlete?
There are a few things parents can do. One is certainly talk to children about what food marketing is and talk to them about the fact that athletes are promoting unhealthy foods. So just because they're an athlete doesn't mean that this product is healthy. But it's more, awareness isn't the only thing that we can do. In fact, we need to do more than that. So being parents can be vocal about these issues and get involved with organizations that work on these kinds of issues.
Well, and I think the mixed message to children about diet and health, and they'll look at somebody and say, well, Mom, I think that, you know, LeBron knows a little bit more about health than you do. You know, he works out every day and he's da-da-da. But they're not realizing that this athlete might not even use this product. They're just endorsing it for lots of money.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the situation gets very tricky, because the understanding there that the athletes may or may not eat it and the perception of health behind that is very problematic. So the possibility of supporting policies that might restrict these practices on youth-targeted media is also something to consider.
It would be nice if the athletes themselves said, no, I'd rather promote something healthy.
Mm-hmm, that would be ideal. And it used to be that tobacco, in the tobacco industry, athletes used to endorse cigarettes until that became a public health liability. So we would hope that somewhere down the line, the same would be true of these unhealthy food products.
Well, so that may be, you know, a ways coming. So what are you looking at in the future as far as these endorsements? And, you know, do you think that they're going to start to even get not regulated, but frowned upon? That there will be enough of an outcry like this saying, stop it?
I would hope so. I hope that more attention is placed on this issue and that parents and even adolescents become aware of the practice and that we have more dialogue around what do we do and come up with some creative solutions to it because it certainly is alarming just the sheer amount of unhealthy products that are being promoted.
When you talk about the unhealthy products, what are the majority of the products that you looked at?
The majority of the products were actually for sports beverages, and so and that has kind of a health halo around it too because people think, well, it's a sports beverage, but they can actually have as much sugar as a soda. And so we saw sports beverages, fast food, and soda as the top endorsement deals.
Really? And you know, as far as sports beverages, while they may replace electrolytes and such, I don't like all the dyes and colors and sugar and, you know, additives and preservatives, just all kinds of things you don't need to be feeding your children. And fast food, we all know that if you see a fast food commercial, Marie, it makes you hungry for that food. So if there's a celebrity telling you how great this fried chicken is going to be or this hamburger, it's going to make anybody want it.
Mm-hmm. And we know that's exactly right. We know that marketing can impact us, and that then it's no surprise that food companies are willing to spend multi-million dollars on these sorts of contracts.
So really, it's not only the fact of the celebrity endorsements, but it's also the advertisements themselves. Children mm-hmm. will choose stuff that they see, and these celebrities are showing up on Nickelodeon, and they're showing. So then they put it together. You know, if they show up on some little Nickelodeon show and they've just been endorsing some crappy drink, the kids are going to be like, oh, well, you know, if Nick likes him, or if the Disney Channel likes him, then, you know, what he's doing is going to be just fine. So we've got about a minute and a half left. So kind of give us your best advice based on this study, what you learned and what parents can take away from this and how we can kind of change the tide.
We learned that the majority of products being endorsed by professional athletes are unhealthy products, both in terms of foods and beverages. I think there are a couple of things that parents can do. One is be aware that this practice is going on. And talk to children about the fact that these endorsements are unhealthy and they're intended to sell the product. And the other is that parents can become vocal and get involved in movements and in organizations that support this topic. So there's a Center for the Science of Public Interest that's passionate about this topic that is always looking for people to get involved.
And what's the name of that that organization again?
Center for Science and the Public Interest.
Okay, so the Center for Science and the Public Interest. You know, parents, if you're really tired of seeing these celebrities making millions and millions of dollars on your children based on unhealthy things, studies such as this, saying if LeBron James eats it, is your child more likely to eat it too? The answer is yes. Your children see this. We know that advertisements based on, you know, characters and colors and things, that kids are more likely to go for these. So if you see your children watching TV, watching ads, and they see, you know, any of these really famous athletes, it's especially disturbing because they're athletes. It'd be one thing if it was some, you know, celebrity that who cares is just nuts anyway, but these are athletes and they're supposed to be promoting health. So as parents, we have to look at those athletes and tell our children it's about communication. Explain to them about marketing. You know, it's an interesting concept and kids can kind of get into it. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Healthy Children. Remember to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.